It is time now for trivia, ladies and gentlemen.
How you doing, man?
It's always fun to get together with you. And
we have a good time.
Yeah, I know that you've been really busy lately.
It has been busy.
In the basketball season here, and I know that you're probably going to talk about basketball today, right?
Well, I mean, yeah, but before we get to the round ball, we do need to mention a smaller round ball, so to speak. UNC baseball today over at the Bosch with Georgia Tech, and the softball ladies are hosting Florida State this weekend for a series. And, of course, everybody thinking about tonight.
Yeah,
Carolina with IU.
That tip time at about 10 o'clock.
Yep.
You know, Duke had the same thing last night, tipping off at 10:07 p.m., mm-hmm. but they're not in the East Regional. Come on.
Well, that's called marketing, and CBS recognizing that Indiana and North Carolina will get great ratings, and so they can sell the wazoo out of sponsor time.
Yeah, it's all about the money, baby.
Oh, yeah.
All about the money. Yeah, and Roy has talked about it, but he's not talking about it anymore because he says it's like spitting in the wind. As only Roy could say it.
You get a lot of that back in.
That's right.
Right in the old face. Yeah. So, but you know what? I just want us to play well.
Yeah.
If we play well and don't win, I can at least live with that a lot easier.
Yeah. You know, we've got a history, as you know, we've got a history with Indiana over the years.
Yeah,
in the NCAA.
And of course, yeah, and in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
You and I were there.
In 1981. But, you know, most of that history with Indiana is not good.
Yeah.
So let's hope we can kind of get a little payback tonight.
Well, I'm feeling positive.
Me too.
I'm feeling positive, yeah. And so our question is going to be about the NCAAs.
This team is really good, so
yes, it is.
Let them play to their potential tonight.
Yeah. All right, here's our question.
Yeah.
Here we go, folks. Back in 1981, at the very game that Mr. Stutz and myself were at, the Heels played Indiana in Philadelphia for the national title. Of course, the Hoosiers won.
Yeah.
Who was their starting point guard?
Oh, that's easy for you to say.
Well, that's easy for you to know. Who was the starting point guard for that IU team that unfortunately beat the Tar Heels that night 63-50?
Wake up with WCHL weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. I'm Ron Stutz. We've got all your local news, sports, traffic, and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, local commentaries, WCHL hometown heroes, good clean jokes, and a lot more. You will hear from Nikki Morse, the entire WCHL award-winning news team, Freddie Kiger, Wayne Pond, Art Chansky, D.G. Martin, and a whole lot more. So wake up with us and wrap up your day with Aaron Keck on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, and streaming live all over the world on chapelboro.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Kiger asked a question about the 1981
National Title Championship game,
Carolina and Indiana. Of course, we're playing the Hoosiers tonight, but we had a great time that weekend.
It was a crazy week. Well, remember, they almost did not play that game that night because of the assassination attempt on President Reagan.
That's exactly right.
And we're all sitting there in a packed, was it the Spectrum?
The Spectrum. We're there sitting there not knowing.
While the committee is in the back room trying to make a decision whether to play the game or not.
Yeah, literally trying to decide. And I think the final determination came down to the fact that President Reagan was going to be okay. It was not life-threatening at that point, and so they decided to go ahead with it.
Yep.
And
maybe
I think
it would have been better, given the turnout, for us to have waited a day.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, because, I mean, of course, the answer?
Oh, Isaiah Thomas.
Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah.
He scored 23 points and led a 12-4 spurt at the beginning of the second half that broke open a close game.
Yeah.
And he was named most outstanding player of the Final Four that year.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the Heels had to wait one more year to get the monkey off the back.
Win it all in 1982, first one for Dean Smith.
And a classic game against Georgetown.
And you know who else I remember was on that first team, all-tournament team? Al Wood, 39 points the previous game against Virginia.
Virginia. Yeah. I mean, he lit it up.
Against Ralph Sampson.
He lit it up.
That's right.
So, oh, my goodness.
You know, that's one of the games I most remember in the history of Carolina basketball.
Yeah, that was an amazing. So, Roy and all the guys, we wish you well. Play hard. Play hard.
Do it well, guys.
Yeah, play hard and have fun, and hopefully we're all smiling about midnight tonight.
And then hopefully we'll be not only winning this one, but winning one on Sunday, and then on to the Final Four.
Well, let's take care of business.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. I'm just looking ahead a little bit.
There you go.